James, first of all, welcome to Toronto. And maybe I can just ask you, like, how did this unfold from your perspective? I mean, how quick was the process in terms of finding out that you'd been traded?
It was fast. Did about an hour to an hour and a half in practice. Got yanked off the floor. Went up to Gar Foreman, John Paxson, had a meeting. And they gave me the news right after the news hit. Went home, got packed, excited as can be, and waited for the call to get my plane ticket to come up here.
You talk about being excited. A lot of guys sometimes take it hard when they're traded, as if somebody doesn't want them. You're looking at it the other way, though, aren't you, James?
Oh, most definitely. Toronto, great place to be, and it has great opportunity here for me. You know, playing with the Bulls, they have a lot of great players, and sitting down, watching the play after after so many games, even that can get old. So, you know, when I got the opportunity to come to Toronto, I just jumped on it as hard as I could.
What changed this year versus last year for you in terms of the, you know, you played 78 games and you were kind of involved a little bit more, and then this year just wasn't there as much for you? I mean, what, was it just the new coach and the system? I mean, what from your take?
From my take, I just think that Tom Thibodeau has a great great mindset on basketball. He has a lot of knowledge. He's a very smart man when it comes to basketball. And he knows what he wants, and he trusts who he puts on the floor. And he's going to win with those guys, and he's going to lose with those guys. Unfortunately, I just wasn't one of those guys, but a great man. He came up and told me that I wasn't in a rotation. Not too many coaches would do something like that. And, you know, it prepared me for when I didn't play. And then so I got to condition a lot, work out a lot, and do a lot more drills that you wouldn't normally do before a game.
What and where do you see as your opportunity here in Toronto, James, a young team that's trying to, you know, rebuild and retool? What do you see as, you know, your main opportunity here?
I see the same thing. Myself is trying to rebuild and retool my game as well. You know, these guys are young, I'm young, and we can be fast and we can be good if we can grow up together and keep this going, get some wins starting this year to encourage us for next year. I think we'll be great.
You know, when you look at what's going on, even just the last couple of days, last few hours, Darren Williams going to New Jersey, and Carmelo Anthony moving on to New York. From your perspective as a player, do you like that trend in a sense, seeing all these kind of stars aligning, or do you kind of prefer what you were just talking about when you get a team? I know Jonesy and I talk a lot about what Detroit did, you know, less than 10 years ago in terms of just trying to build a team, and they became stars because they played so well together and became a solid team before they ultimately stood out individually.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I'm saying. If these guys and myself, if we can just pull together, winning makes you shine a lot more than individual stats. And I feel that's what we need to do. If we can win together, then everybody's going to get the attention, not just this person or not just that person. When the Bulls is winning, you hear about all their players, from Paxton to Kerr to Pippen. You know, even though Jordan was Jordan, you still hear about everybody just because they were winning.
James, what's the best spot on the floor for you? I know you talked to some of the members of the media. You said you don't mind doing the dirty work, the rebounding, the hard work. But what do you see as the best position, maybe the best for you, fit for you with the team and ultimately on the floor?
I think the three. I know the three, actually. I worked hard, and that's what my game is. I can guard it, and I can score from it. But ultimately, the three gives me a chance to rebound and check guard some of the best players that are in the NBA now.
James, are you okay with, you know, you getting caught in screen roll situations because of your size? Are you okay guarding a four if you have to do that?
Oh, of course. I think that comes a long way about how I got my body into shape. I think I'm strong enough to guard a four. If somebody has to switch in emergency, then I know I can guard the four to the best of my ability every time. Coming off screens, I know I can get around them, under them, whatever it takes. I guard everything.
You mentioned in your press conference this being a second chance. From a Raptors perspective as well, you talk about you know, your strength maybe being at the three. It would seem like, especially right now with the injury to Klaza, that might be the greatest opportunity anyways, the greatest vacancy or void that this team has is at the three. So it would seem like for at least the last 25-odd games, there is an opportunity for you to really get some serious minutes.
Yeah, I know this organization needed the three. And like I said, when I heard the news, my agent called me. I couldn't have been happier to come to a place like Toronto.
All right, last one for you. Jonesy talked about getting caught sometimes, maybe out of a guard of four, getting a little tough. I mean, you wouldn't be able to go home if you weren't tough with your dad at home, right? I mean, come on.
No doubt. I'm tough. I'm a tough-minded kid just from growing up. Six brothers, one sister, you know, growing up in a house full of fighters, there's no way that you could go home beat up. You know, like I said, I'm going to do the best I can, and he's going to really have to work to get that point.